My Friday. It's Thursday, but it's my Friday because I'm off tomorrow.
So your week is structured slightly differently from everybody else's because you're working a four-day work week.
Because I'm...
You're the Johnny Carson of our generation.
Good
David
to know.
Brenner will be filling in for Wendy tomorrow.
It's close. Harry Tynowitz.
Harry Tynowitz. Our generation's David Brenner.
Have you ever had a podcast?
No, I'm one of six Americans who has never had a podcast. Everybody else in the country has been given a podcast, not me.
Well, anyone can do a podcast. I did one with my husband called Snide Remarks Radio. My husband does Rebel Force Radio, which you can find here at WGNplus.com, WGNradio.com. And there's a new podcast that we have added to our roster, and it's called Single, Married, Divorced. Eric Rung is with us right now, one of the hosts and one of the people you hear on the radio at WGN and see on the TV at WGN. You are spreading yourself way too thin.
Hey, this is my life. This is what I do. I like to give back to the people.
Well, you are.
So noble. Thank you for doing that.
All right, so Single, Married, Divorce. It's a new podcast, like I said, on WGNplus.com. You are the single part of it.
I am the single part of it, yes.
All right, and you have brought...
The two co-hosts, yeah.
All right, these are the other two co-hosts, Allison Collins and Tom McGuire. And Bill, we have to guess which one's married and which one's divorced.
Oh, this is a fun game. I used to watch this when I was coming home from school. We'd always watch that, Married or Divorced. I'm going to say that Allison is currently married.
I'm going to say she's divorced.
Really? Yeah? Please reveal.
I kind of want to hear the explanations of your guesses before.
I looked at her finger.
That's cheating.
So unfair.
You're not wearing a ring, Tom.
I took it off when you said you wanted to guess.
Oh.
Brilliant. So you're the married in this equation.
I'm the married man, yes.
Allison, you're the divorced.
I am still divorced.
Oh, congratulations. I think. What's the right terminology for that?
It could be congratulations. I mean, a divorce is not a pretty picture any way you look at it.
Right.
You know, I've been divorced for a long time. I'm the first of everyone to get divorced, so
yeah.
I'm still...
And
now I'm happy about it. And It's a
tough adjustment, I have to imagine. Whether it's a relief or not, it's still a tough adjustment.
Right. Why did you not allow a widowed person into your group? What's going on there?
Oh, good question.
You know, I need to find one.
Got to find a widowed person.
I tried to be a widowed person, but that's...
Oh, boy.
Just kidding.
Wow. I like that. All right, so explain the concept of this, because we all are in relationships, and yet you're going to see things very differently.
Exactly, and that was kind of the point of the podcast, is that everybody's got relationship questions. Everybody wants to be in love. So what we wanted to do was we wanted to take a look at relationship questions from three different perspectives, you know, single, married, divorced. Mm-hmm. We've all been, we all have friends in one of these situations at this point in our lives. And it's really interesting to see how Tom sees things a little differently, being a married man, how Allison sees them. She's also a single mother, too, of two. So, and how she sees some
that
of these things
so
as well.
That is so difficult. It is. It's hard being, you know, my husband helps out with a lot of things, and it, you know, two kids keep you busy.
They do, especially like when we try to schedule this, my day is full.
Sure.
So, you know, especially with relationships, there's things that I prioritize and things that just it doesn't work for me. But with, you know, Eric.
Well, and you're going to
meet... It's pretty easy for me, yes. Yeah. I have a lot of time on my hands.
Exactly. And you go to meet someone, and I hate to call kids baggage, but sometimes people see kids as baggage.
Well, yes. When I first got divorced, we all sat, and I grew up with Tom, and one of our friends sat me down and said, I want you to know that your children are baggage. And it was...
Oh.
Just give you the heads up.
Just so you know.
He is not our subtle friend by any means.
Wow.
But some people, and not the right people, would see it as such.
Well, I mean, I think we all have preferences when we date, and some people, you know, would not want to date someone with children and, you know.
And Tom, you're not dating right now, correct?
If Beth asks, I'm not currently dating.
Your wife would be furious.
No, I wouldn't. I'm like so over my skis. I'd be an idiot to try to do any shenanigans.
Isn't it funny? There are guys, myself included, who just plain know that. That you
I think
know,
most guys, though, aren't
most
they?
Guys
yeah,
most guys know.
Well, I don't think know, but most guys, their wives could
above.
Do better. Yeah,
yeah.
Most women could probably have done better.
There's no question.
When Beth agreed to start dating Tom, we all let Tom know that he, you know,
out of
she was
own
out
league.
Of his league.
Yeah.
All right, now, Eric, it's your turn to talk.
All right. This is actually the least amount of time I've talked when we recorded the podcast, so this is enjoyable. But right. Go ahead.
No, I just wanted to know what brought this together. Why did you come up with this podcast?
I think a lot of it is just because I'm dating. I'm single. I've never been married.
Do you hope to be married?
Yeah, I'd like to be married at some point. I always thought at some point in my life I'd be married. I'd have children and things like that. And as the older I get, I realized that, maybe that's not going to happen.
Look at Tony Randall. He had kids even, after he passed away?
He had kids a few weeks ago. He's been dead for 7 years. He just had another child.
So there's hope for me. That's what you're telling
me. Yes.
But I also think, it's also a chance to kind of explore a lot of, things that maybe I'm doing while I'm dating that I don't really realize that I'm doing, that may be preventing me from getting
married. For instance.
One thing that we talked about on the podcast is a lot of people don't know this. I am a horrible speller. Like, I'm really, really bad at spelling, which I always think is God's little joke on me. It's like, he allowed me to be able to write stories to tell them, but he won't let me spell them.
that jokester.
That crazy, goofy guy.
I know.
But, the beauty of it is you now live in a day and age. Like, this would have been a problem 10, 15, 20, 1,000, 100 years ago. But today, if you have a phone, you don't need to know how to spell anymore. Unfortunately,
and I can always blame it on autocorrect.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I mean, I got a lot of outs on that now, but we did talk about that a little bit too. In the Allison, she's in education, so she explained a little bit how she cringes when she sees people use can't spell and things like that.
You wouldn't date someone like that, would you?
I mean, I understand with text messages, a lot of times it's the wrong word.
Sure.
Or they guess. But if they have, atrocious spelling.
Deal breaker.
I can't do it.
He's out. Yeah. I don't blame you. Yep.
So
you'll never marry Eric. We just decided.
That was just a for instance. Right. You put me on the spot. That's what I came up with quick.
Really.
But, but maybe these two have some insight on perhaps, some other things that I'm doing.
You want us to tell you why we think you're not married?
Boy, this is going to be a great podcast.
We don't have enough time.
I got to listen to this.
We only have a half hour today, so there's not enough time to tell you why.
Well, and then we also take a lot of other questions. We also start to show off with a survey question. For instance, we did one that we found where it was something like 11% of people had broken up with someone because of their political beliefs. And especially in this day and age with the polarization that we see, that can be a real a hindrance in a relationship.
Sure.
And I think it's something that a lot of people, especially now, have to talk about. And as you, looked at certain partners and things like that, you hear things like, who they voted for, things like that, just coming up in conversation. You're like, ooh, all right, I'm out.
But
thanks for the drink.
Don't you guys all think that there was a time where we were much more tolerant? If you fell in love with somebody or even fell in like with somebody whose political beliefs were different, you'd bend a little bit. But today, it's so cutting edge that if you're in a disagreement over who the president is or things like that, that's it. You can't deal with that person.
Yeah, I think I was raised by a Republican father and a Democratic mother. And both, back in the 80s, I would say staunchly.
Yeah.
My father has kind of moved towards the center,
Maybe
even a little left recently. But back then, it was, I would almost say, a non-issue.
Right.
Some interesting conversations, and we would go on with our lives. I couldn't imagine.
It's changed.
Today, I think.
Well, now people get
very
angry.
Different.
Yeah.
There's no conversation.
No,
anymore.
People's passions just take over, and then they don't listen to each other at all, and then it usually ends in who can yell the loudest, and that's the winner.
So when you're on a date, let's say you're on a first date or a second date, do you make an agreement to just not discuss politics, or how does that play out?
Usually it just kind of goes unsaid.
Yeah.
But you do look on some of the apps and things like that, and as you're looking through it, some of them will just flat out put on there, I voted for Trump, or Trump supporters only, or no Trump supporters, and they'll just flat out put it on there.
Wow.
All right, so Tom McGuire is part of Single, Married, and Divorced. He plays the part of the married. How many years have you been married?
So it'll be 8 years in August.
Congratulations.
Congrats. Any kids?
One child will be two in June.
All right. And a daughter, what's her name?
Caitlin.
That's a cute
She's
name.
Very beautiful, very, beautiful.
She's precious.
Girl.
Redheaded.
I have a redhead.
Yeah, they're crowd pleasers, aren't they?
I have a redhead.
You have a redhead, too. Yeah. All right, Allison Collins, she plays the part of the divorced. How long have you been divorced?
Almost 10 years.
So that's been a while. It's not freshly divorced.
Yeah, I got when I was divorced, my kids were 2 and 6 months.
Mm. You hear a lot of things, and I'm sure this is something that will come up on your show. Stay together for the kids. That's not necessarily the best plan. If a kid is seeing mom and dad fight all the time, I don't know. I'm thinking maybe if they split up and not have so much animosity towards one another, the kids are going to be okay.
Yeah, my divorce was very abrupt and dramatic. So it was one of those things where I said, you know, I'm going to try to work through this. I don't know if I can. And he said, well, I've decided I want to get divorced. And I said, oh, great.
No choice in the matter.
No. I mean, you know, it turned out in my favor, everything, you know. But, yeah, I mean.
And the kids have adjusted? I mean, do you have a working relationship? Because you are co-parenting kids.
I make hilarious side remarks to him all the time.
Good. It's a good move.
We were talking on the show one time, you know, would I be friends with him if we didn't have children together? No.
Is that a great question?
It is. You get a lot of different answers on it because, you know, I think the right and the polite answer is on that after any type of relationship, whether or not it's a divorce or a long-term relationship, a serious relationship, can you be friends with that person and would you want to? I think the right answer is, you know, what you want to say is, yes, of course, I can accept that person for who they are and perhaps it just didn't work out and things like that. But I think in reality, that's just fantasy land. I mean, especially after a serious relationship. Now, your situation is a little different because obviously you're co-parenting. But
it depends on what happens, though, right? If you just grow apart and like, hey, I still think you're great, we're just not in love anymore, then you could probably stay friendly, right?
Right.
Friendly. If there's a inciting incident leads to the breakup, then it's a little easier to kind of separate ways.
We have 2 minutes because, again, you can come from a mixed marriage of White Sox fans and Cubs fans. We have a White Sox game that's going to start. So we have about 2 minutes if you'd like to do a final
song. Yes. Do you have a song about being either married or divorced or single that you could sing?
I hate to interrupt you, but again, this is Single, Married, Divorced. You can find it on WGN Plus. Eric Rung, Tom McGuire, Allison Collins.
Thank you guys so much. Yes, and we're also on iTunes and Google Play and Overcast as well. And check us out on Facebook, SMD Chicago, SMD underscore Chicago for Twitter. Allison, what's her Snapchat?
It's not working.
Snapchat's down.
What's your next topic that you'll be discussing?
The next topic that we'll be discussing is the political question, actually. We're going to dive into that. And then we like to do a fun one, too, which is revolving door. When a couple comes to a revolving door, who goes first, man or the woman?
Mm-hmm.
I really try the side doors because I do that stutter step to get in there. But, Bill, I think you know the answer to this.
Well, a lady always goes first.
No.
Wendy is, I mean, if you look at Emily Post and Better Housekeeping and things like that.
What if there's a gargoyle on the other side that will eat you?
Send the girl first.
Well, allegedly, it's so they could push the door for the woman.
Well, no, but Wendy's actually also correct. It's
like elevator.
Opening the door for the lady, and you don't know what's on the other side, so the gentleman should proceed first in case that gargoyle
in case there's danger.
Is waiting.
Yeah. Interesting.
Is that why you always let me go first?
Yeah, always. I can't change. I can't change my ways. I'm curious, is your ex-husband remarried?
He is.
He is, and you're good with that?
Yes.
That's better for everybody?
It is.
There's more kids?
They live far away. There's more kids.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And your children are good with that?
Kids have slipped over at my house before.
Oh.
Yeah.
Kids are more resilient than adults, I would venture to say.
I would agree.
Yeah. Interesting.
This really sounds good, and you know, you represent all sides. You do have to find a widow or widower.
Find a widower and a polygamist, please.
God, that'll be your podcast.
That's an idea. I love it.
Thank you, Eric Rung, Tom McGuire, Allison Collins. Please look for Single, Married, Divorced at WGNplus.com and on social media. Thanks so much.
Hey,
you guys.
Thanks, guys. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. More after this. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Go for Cars for Kids. That's a great place.
Wow.
We got to go. We got
abruptly
20 seconds.
Tomorrow on the bonus hour, Jerry Nunn, will you be here?
I'll be here.
Jerry Nunn will be here, Wendy.
I won't be here.
You won't be here.
Harry Tynowitz will be playing the part of me. I'll miss you, Jerry.
Yep. Harry. Okay.
It's
White Sox baseball, it's coming up in about 7 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
I hope they win. They're on a little bit of a streak.
Keep it up, White Sox. Listen in. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.